Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's daily devotion from Philippians 4:4. And this is just a very short verse, but it packs such a punch here. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice." You know, this is probably one of the most quoted verses out of Philippians. In fact, my mother would quote this over and over and over and over again growing up. Whenever we were whining or complaining, she would just break out into a song. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice." And again, I can't sing, so this is probably the last time you ever listen to this podcast. But, I hope it makes a point. And that is, my mother would always bring this up. And I remember she'd hold us in her lap and she'd sing this song. And, Philippians is referred to oftentimes as the book of joy. And what's amazing about that is here Paul is in prison and yet he's saying, rejoice. You know, in Philippians 3, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." And now in the beginning of chapter 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." And notice something, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord." It's because of our faith, our trust in Him, our joy that's found in Him, that we can actually carry out these words. And I think about, even in James, it says, "Finally, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, count it all joy, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." And so, you know, again, when we look at James, it's not as if he's saying that it doesn't require patience, that we don't go through trials and challenges that obviously test us and challenge us. But the reality is we can choose joy. Joy is a choice that we can choose to walk in that state. And when we think about it like that, it's no wonder that Paul could be in prison and could be singing songs. It's no wonder that he could be in prison writing the book of joy. And that should bring encouragement to all of us. It certainly does me, that even in the midst of what may turn out to be a challenging day for you, in the midst of great trials, and you can choose to have joy and to have joy in the Lord. And it's not as if we don't need to be reminded. I mean, there must be a reason why Paul says it twice. You know, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice." So, you know, there's a reason why my mother would sing it to us regularly and quote this often, because we need to hear it over and over and over again. But the good news is, when we find these words and we think about these words and we memorize this short little verse here, it can remind us of the fact that regardless of the situation, we can choose to walk in joy and joy in the Lord, knowing that He'll work all things together for good. And that can bring joy. In the midst of pain, can also bring a joy to say, you know what? God works all things together for good. God's got the whole world in His hands. It's going to work out. I can take joy in that. I can have assurance in that. I can have peace in knowing that He's got this whole thing under control. And so anyway, I hope that that'll encourage you today as we choose joy. All right, go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to hear other episodes, you can go to beacatalyst.com, or you can go to subscribe to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. All right, God bless.